Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
God means what he says. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 20. Charles Spurgeon said, "You talk about God as being love. And if you mean by this that he is not severe in the punishment of sin, I ask you what you make of the destruction of Jerusalem. Remember that the Jews were his chosen nation, and that the city of Jerusalem was the place where his temple had been glorified with his presence. Brethren, if you roam from Edom to Zion, and from Zion to Sidon, and from Sidon to Moab, you will find amid ruined cities the tokens that God's words of judgment are sure. Depend on it, then, when Jesus says, 'These will go away into everlasting punishment,' Matthew chapter 25, verse 46, it will be so. When he says, 'If you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins,' John chapter 8, verse 24, it will be so. It is of no avail to sit down and draw inferences from the nature of God and to argue, 'God is love, and therefore he will not execute the sentence upon the impenitent.' He knows what he will do better than you can infer. He has not left us to inferences, for he has spoken pointedly and plainly. He says, 'He that believes not shall be damned,' Mark chapter 16, verse 16, and it will be so, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Infer what you like from his nature. But if you draw an inference contrary to what he has spoken, you have inferred a lie, and you will find it so. I know why you do not believe in the terrible threats. It is because you want to be easy in your sins. Yet if you do not believe its loving warnings, nor regard its just sentences, they are true all the same. If you dare its thunders, if you trample on its promises, and even if you burn it in your rage, the holy book still stands unaltered and unalterable. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Therefore, I pray you, treat the sacred scriptures with respect, and remember that these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." John chapter 20, verse 31. From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, The Infallibility of Scripture. Spurgeon delivered this sermon on March 11th, 1888. Nearly 2,000 years earlier, Asaph delivered a similar message from God. "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." But to the wicked, God says, "What right have you to declare my statutes, or take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you? When you saw a thief, you consented with him, and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of my God." Psalm chapter 50, verses 15 through 23. Commenting on this passage from Psalm chapter 50, T.M. Moore wrote, "Surely this is the most fundamental error of thinking humans ever make. To think of God, spiritual things, worship, human life, the world, and everything else from our vantage point rather than his. Asaph could see what was happening, and even though the nation was safe, strong, and surfeited with wealth, he knew that spiritually things were going awry. The people had persuaded themselves that God was just like them, that he thought like they did, and so was agreeable to their doing things their own way, indulging their own base desires and pursuing their schemes for success, all the while continuing an outward show of faith. Let us take the Bible as what it truly is. Words the mouth of God has spoken. Let us not play games with them, changing the message to words we like. But if the word of the Lord makes us uncomfortable, let us repent and return to him. It is those who accept God's word as his word and obey it that will see the salvation of God."
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.